So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
My name is Dan Latto, and this is the Property Cash Flow Show. We were live already this morning because we're talking about the interest rate cut that we had. It's gone down quite a lot from 0.75 to 0.25. Nothing that I said this morning has changed my mind. It is business as normal, except that you need to be making sure that any money that you're saving from an interest rate cut doesn't get blown on Porsches and Ferraris and nice meals out, but gets put into either paying down debt or into buying an asset of some kind that will generate cash flow on a monthly or a quarterly or an annual basis, something that's going to improve your current situation. And so that advice really doesn't change at all. That's exactly where we should be. By the way, if you're watching, please come and say hello, but also put your name in there. There we go. Please say hi and give me your name as well so I know who it is. If you've got any questions about property, then we're here to answer those as well. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about anyway. But if you've got questions, it can be property sourcing, buy to let, rent to rent, lease options, serviced accommodation, development, whatever you want, Section 24, Section 21, Section 8, what other sections have we got? If you think I should be sectioned, let me know that too. Yeah, I probably already know what the answer to that is. But if you've got any questions about that, then let me know. But let's just talk about the interest rate cut for a second more, because it should be that you are making sure that you are not just spending this money all the time on things that, you know, that are like enjoyable things, like stuff that's going to cost a lot of money, but you don't get a reward further down the line. This is a gift, and the interest rate cut should be given to you as a gift, and you should see it as a gift. Let me just get rid of that. I'm just checking something there. Because this is free money. This is money that you didn't think that you were going to have. And also, we've got very historically low interest rates. And people think this is normal. And this is really not normal at all in any way, shape or form. You know, we've had less than 3-4% for the last 10 years. That is really not normal. If you look at pre-2007 and 2008, you know, we were talking 5% interest rate cuts, And before that, in the 80s and 90s, they went up to like 10, 12%. People remember them going up much higher than that before my time and before I started investing. But this is exactly what happened. And so new people coming to this market, and they think that this is a normal thing. And it's not normal. This is an abnormal market. And so they base all their future life based around this abnormal market, and it's not. And so there's a saying, and I'm sure you've heard it, which is repair the roof while the sun shines. This is the sun shining. I know it doesn't feel like it with coronavirus going around, but this is the sun shining with these interest rate cuts, and you have got to make these count, make this extra cash count. And it doesn't mean going out for nice meals. It means cutting back on the expenses and putting that money into paying down debt or putting it into an asset of some kind. I love 6% dividend returns from AT&T. I love putting money into Tesla, it's gone up massively, but everything's on sale right now. Stock market's taking a crash. I'm just looking at I do Forex still, dreadful at it, although I've got a new strategy and it seems to be working a bit better. But I'm looking at Forex, nothing's happening on Forex. There's no trades there. There haven't been all week. It's like, put your money into something that's going to generate cash flow. And by the way, Forex is gambling, just so you know, and so is Bitcoin. You know, I've got Bitcoin too, although mine's an EFT that buys the path that Bitcoin follows, not actually buying Bitcoin. But again, it's just gambling. I don't know what's going to happen with Bitcoin. Neither do you. I saw one of the Bank of England guys. He was laughing about Bitcoin, saying you're going to lose all your money. And he's just a dinosaur. I think Bitcoin's got some legs in it. You know, we're talking 100 grand in the next 20 years for Bitcoin. But not right now. It's going up, it's going down, it's going sideways. No one bloody well knows. FTSE 100, put it into a wrapper, get tax-free income from that as dividends. Love it. Perfect. And I'm very top-heavy on property. Like, most of my income comes from property. We're busy building the businesses that we've got. So we took on a new website yesterday, for example. So if you're looking for websites, we do those. My content marketing company took on another client last week as well. And we've taken on more staff. And so we're spreading the risk. We're diluting the risk. So we've got property and we are top heavy on that. But also, if I lost property, I could live off cash flow from my businesses, for example. But I couldn't live off cash flow right now from my stocks and shares. And that makes me really uncomfortable now. There was a time when I was all in on property, but that was in my growth phase. I'm 47 now. I'm actually in a protective phase. But the part of the protection is to grow other aspects of my income. So like you may have noticed, we've got, you know, the property sourcing training. That's £27. We've got rapid course creation training. That's £27. And now we're also starting to create more training courses that will generate more cash flow, because this is what will keep us safe over the next 10, 15 to 20 years. The training that we made on property sourcing, we can keep selling that now for the next 5 years. Nothing's fundamentally going to shift there. And if it does, we'll delete a few videos, make some more. We've got the thing there. It's an asset that's going to keep on generating cash flow. Now, this is what you should be doing too. Now, I know a lot of people watching this have got jobs. That's great. Keep that. That is part of your cash flow, but you need multiple streams of cash flow. So let's talk about rent to rent for a second. Really easy to get into. You can rent from, you know, just go to networking events, find landlords who are fed up with dealing with tenants, take over their property, HMO it, serviced accommodation it, as long as it's not breaching leases or Article 4, which won't let you do a HMO. But you can do that. You've got opportunities there everywhere. That's an additional source of income. I've got a Facebook friend and they're doing like, they just had one. It was like £100,000 of income from serviced accommodation for like a 6 or 7 bed house over like an 8 month period. So you can do that. Sorry, I'm just drinking a coffee, by the way, if you listen on the podcast. You can do that. But your job is to get multiple streams of income so that if it hits the fan, property, you've got other income coming in. If that other income hits the fan or it stops coming in, you've got property. If both of those don't come in, you've got your job to fall back on, or consultancy, or your training courses that you can sell, whatever that happens to be. My plan in the next 12 months is to create a number of training courses. First of all, we get 12, and then we create 31, and then we create 52. 12 months of a year, 31 days of the month, 52 weeks of the year. And then we can start pushing all these different ones. It's exactly replicated as to what we did with property. My big target was to get 31 properties because I wanted to be paid every single day of the month. And we got there. It took about 4 years, actually. But we got there quite quickly. And then it slowed down somewhat, mostly because we had separation and some trauma going on with kids and all of that kind of thing. So we kind of lost a decade and we're back into it now, and we're creating all this stuff because, again, we want multiple streams of income. But this is not the time to start making rash decisions. I know we got coronavirus, and I know the reason why we had a 0.5% interest rate cut was because of coronavirus. And I was saying in the live this morning that don't listen to what the government says. Listen to what the government does. Dropping interest rates by 0.5% is a massive show of how worried the government is about coronavirus. Forget Boris on TV saying, oh, let the virus run through the population and see what happens. Take it on the chin. That's his game face talking. Look at what the government does. That will show you how worried they are about coronavirus. And they are worried about it, and you should be worried about it too. This is not going to blow over in 2 weeks, by the way, folks. This is it's 3 to 12 months as far as I can see. And then eventually we get the cure coming through and everyone can build up immunity to it. But this is going to stay with us for a while. But this is why it's even more important for you to stay the course, keep doing exactly what you're doing. If anything, it should put a rocket up your backside and get you working even harder. Getting this stuff in place is really, really important. Excuse me, multiple streams of income is exactly where it needs to be right now. And if you're not doing that, or if you're in two minds as to, oh, well, I'm not sure, and if you're procrastinating and putting this stuff off again and again and again, you're going to run out of time. And I can't tell you, I wish I'd have created my training courses 15 years ago. Imagine having those videos on YouTube that are 15 years old. Kind of, YouTube was around then, kind of not. Imagine having those videos. I think YouTube was around then, actually. But imagine having those videos that you created 15 years ago and being known for the person that creates all that stuff. Imagine how much easier it would have been. And I didn't do any of that. My YouTube channel is 6 or 8 years old and they're dreadful, the early videos. But this is what you should be creating. These are all assets. You know, we create marketing assets as well as capital appreciation assets. We've got property that goes up in value and provides cash flow. We've got training courses. That's an asset that gives us an income every single month, every single week, sometimes every single day. We've had a sale every single day for the last week on those training courses. For example, some days we've had more than one, and some days it's only one. But, I don't care. I'm happy for that money just to come in, and it just trickles in. It's awesome. That's exactly what you should be doing. But this is not the time for you to be quitting your job and going traveling. You know, this is your time right now to knuckle down. You've been given a gift with the interest rate cuts. There's $100 billion, by the way, that has been given to the banks as well for lending to businesses. So if you want to create a business or grow your business, then go speak to your bank, because they've now got $100 billion given to them by the Bank of England or the government. That was under the headline for the interest rate cut. Now is the time to knuckle down, double down, and start generating cash flow, whatever that happens to be. And it's also the time, look at me, I'm getting all aggressive and physical with it. This is also the time for you to start creating content that you're going to put out to raise your profile so people know who you are. They see you, they like you, they know you, they trust you, they have a level of authenticity about you that they like. And so they get certainty that you're not a fly-by-night. The fact that we've been putting out videos, for example, for the last 8 years, even though it's not 15, but the last 8 years is good, even though some of them were dreadful. One video, and I was telling the chat yesterday about this, one video we had the dog actually weeing on one of the videos, and we made a £5,000 sale off that video. The dog was having a wee in the background. We made a £5,000 coaching client off that one. Hey, whoever that was who says, hi, Dan. Just signed up. Give me your name if you can. Just signed up and working through the modules. Which product was it? It was property sourcing or rapid course creation. Let me know which one it is. I'm just going to grab a quick drink. If you're wondering why I talk so fast, I just talk fast all the time, so I just can't help it. I've got a lot of stuff to say. I'm guessing it was property sourcing. It's not mentioned it yet. Let me know what you get stuck on. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you have more info on. Oh, it's Mohammed. Hey, Mohammed. Thank you for buying, by the way. Really appreciate that. Are you in the Facebook group, by the way? Just let me know. If not, I need to put you in the Facebook group. Have I got a banner for that? I don't think I have. I haven't got a banner for the Facebook group, but I will create a banner for the Facebook group ready for the next one. Property sourcing, got it, perfect. Thank you for purchasing. So it's like business as normal, kind of. It's business as normal and then some extra stuff on top. You need to be learning as much as you can, and then when you've got the learnings, you implement as much as you can. And you're going to fail forwards, which means that you're going to learn the most putting it out there, doing the work and failing, and then changing how you do it, and then putting it out there again. This is just how success actually works. So it's like a driving driving test, okay? So it's like this. When you're learning in a car and you've got the instructor sat next to you, you're learning, and you're not learning to drive. You're learning to pass a test. After you pass your test and you've got no instructor, that's actually when you learn how to drive, because you're all on your own and you're actually making this up as you go along, okay? That's when you learn to drive. And it's the same on a property sourcing training. I'm the instructor sat next to you via the videos, and you're learning, but you only, and that's just to get you past. That's to get you started. You've not learned enough about property sourcing yet. You actually only learn when you implement it and you make the mistakes and you get stuff wrong, and then you adapt what you do, and then you go out and do it again. Now, this is the important bit, is that so many people, they take on an activity and they can't get it right. It doesn't work for them. They try it a couple of times and then they give up. And for me, that's really frustrating It's one of the reasons why we cut back a lot on coaching and actually just give the information away for a low price point, is because I got fed up with people. You give them the information and then the following week you go, have you implemented that? And they go, oh, no, I've been so busy. And it's like, dude, you're only going to make some money if you actually implement it and learn from the mistakes of the implementation. The learning and the education is there to, you know, point you in the right direction and give you a kind of a push off a cliff. But you jumping off the cliff and going down, that's when you're building your parachute and you're learning what's going to work for you. And this is something else that's really important as well. When you're implementing the stuff I'm teaching, for example, or whoever else it happens to be. But that thing worked really well for the person teaching it. It might not work well for you. Because the person teaching it, look, it's like, I'm quite outgoing and I can talk bollocks about anything. You give me something to sell. Let me find something. We've got some wireless headphones here. I can sell wireless headphones. I can talk as much bollocks about these wireless headphones off the cuff. Doesn't matter what it is. A table lamp. I've got a Lloyd's thingamajig here, a security device. I could sell that to someone, right? It's because I'm very good at just making up bollocks on the fly and being able to sell something. Now, not everybody has that skill or the experience of doing that, but I've been doing that for 25 years because I've been in sales for 25 years. I've been in sales since we were 13, 14, really, selling floppy disks to my friends at school. But not everyone's got that specific skill. So when we're talking to people who need to sell their property, so Mr. Smith, you've got a property worth 100 and you've got debts of 65. What are you going to do when you sell your house and we do a deal? I'm going to rent somewhere. Got it. Okay. So if we give you 65, you're not going to have enough money for you to rent somewhere. So how about this? How about we solve all this problem, get rid of all this debt. We give you an extra $5,000 and that's your getting started money to rent somewhere. How does that sound? And then he thinks about it. Yeah. That might work. Can you give me a bit more? Well, if we could give you a little bit more, do you think we might have an agreement? Yeah. Okay. How much more do you want? Another grand. Great. 71,000 on a house worth 1,000 at 100,000. So if we can do that, do you want to go ahead with that? That's a trial close, by the way. Like, that's really easy. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are, but I've said these words a million times. And so it's really easy for these words to come out of my mouth. But if you've not done that and practiced it and learned it, and you've not had the 25 years experience of saying stuff like that from a sales environment, you're going to find that quite difficult until you get that experience. Right. So that's a great example of, it's easy for the person saying it, like Frank Kern. Let's use another example. It's easy for the person saying it to get those results. But then when the student tries to replicate those results, they're not getting the same results. So Frank Kern is number one, number two, number three, internet marketing. You've got Russell Brunson, Frank Kern, and I don't know who else. So you got those two. If Frank Kern comes out with a brand new product, he'll sell 1,000 copies of it instantly, because he's Frank Kern. He's been doing it for 20 years. He knows how it all works inside out and back to front. But if you're new to internet marketing and you replicate exactly what Frank Kern is doing, you're not going to have the same results as Frank gets, because you're not Frank Kern. He sounds different. He looks different. His attitude is different. And so you've got to change up of not change up. You've got to find your own way of getting the results that you want. But now is not the time for you to swap up what you're doing. Now is your time to cut your costs right back. Okay? Cut your costs, increase your income, and then start moving money over to some investment that's going to start either generating cash flow or paying down debt. If you've got credit cards, car loans, or loans, bank loans, you need to get rid of those. Number one priority. Then at that point, you start investing. You don't do anything until you get rid of those things. And you should be cutting back on your costs, increasing your income. If you've got your job, keep it. Get yourself a side hustle, whatever that could be. Creating courses, selling other people's stuff and getting a commission on it. Property sourcing as a side hustle. Generating that cash. And that cash goes into paying off your debt. If you've got $20,000 worth of debt and you're closing £2,000 as a property sourcer, and you're like, but £2,000, I want to spend it because that's, you know, it's hard, you know, making that £2,000 on your first deal. I agree, it is. That £2,000 needs to pay off, go towards paying off that $20,000 worth of debt. It shouldn't be going out on meals out and then, you know, seat covers for your cat. I don't know where seat covers comes from. And meals out or holidays or, you know, treating your partner and none of that. The way you treat your partner is you cut down your debt. The way you improve life for your children, you pay down your debt. You don't buy them a new bike. Like you buy them a new bike at the point where your money from your investments is coming in to afford the bike, not the money that you're exchanging time for money for. I'm not saying that you don't buy your kids anything. You know, we buy my kids stuff all the time. But we're using that money comes in from investments. And if you've got a large proportion of debt, you know, for £2,000 that you're going to make, you might want to allocate £100 to your kids and your partner, £200 max. The rest of it, maximum 10%, the rest of it's got to go into paying down debt. Your debt needs to be zero. If you're under 30 and you've got debt, by the time you get to 30, it needs to be zero. If you're 32 and you've got debt, by the time you get to 35, it's got to be zero. If you're 36 and you've got debt, you know, it needs to be 40, that needs to be your goal. And then when you're ahead of the game, then you can start moving this money over to something that's going to start generating new cash flow each and every day. All right, we're up to our 20 minutes there. Hope that's useful for you. Good old rant there. I do enjoy my little old rants. I'm so passionate about it, and I just want people to understand that looking good and looking wealthy and feeling good is not what it's about. Honestly, there's nothing like being financially free and having no debt and earning money that comes in and you haven't had to work for it. It is one of the best feelings. And if you've never felt that, and bear in mind, 99% of people haven't because they're in debt from day one. If you've never felt that, just feel that feeling once and you'll be hooked on it because you'll be like, oh, wow. And then you move into how many more people can I help? How many more people can I inspire or be a beacon of light to go, hell, that's exactly what I need to do. So great advice about debt. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. We're going to catch up with you on Friday, Mindset and Hustle show. Come and join me. Other than that, have a wicked couple of days and we'll speak to you on Friday with the next installment of the coronavirus. We'll speak to you on Friday. Have a good one. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.